Montauk Court, Episode 1.
Afternoon, Cat.
All right, mate. Pint of the usual. So you're in early.
Just been out with the wife. Thirsty work, shopping.
Core. Not the S word.
Right, so.
Better make that a pint with a whiskey chaser, eh, Bob?
Ah, a pint will do me fine.
There you go.
Cheers. Oh, I needed that. Dry as a dog in a drought, I was.
Where you been then? Not that Chips Crossway.
No, no, only to John Lewis's. That was bad enough.
Plastic got hammering, I bet.
Oh, you could say that.
The only time I went to that Chips Crossway, I got lost. Missed the turning on the flipping M5. Ended up in Birmingham. I expect you found it easy enough, though.
No, no, we didn't go there. We went to...
Chips Crossway. Girl, I'll never forget that day me and Pammy tried to find that place. Hammering with rain, it were. Missed the junction completely. Number 12, it was. Or it could have been 14. Couldn't see a flipping thing. Still, you'd have been all right today with it being summer-like. And you manager types be used to finding places, I expect.
Well, yes, I don't know about that. But we weren't even looking for Chips Crossway. We were only meant to be getting a few bits and pieces for our Lee, ready for when he goes.
They still got all them fountains there. It's supposed to be nice inside, if you can find it, like. So where's your Amber, then? Not still shopping, eh?
No, I dropped her off at home. Her and 600 carrier bags.
Say, our Pammy did see a removal van down by yours today. In fact, we was wondering if you was moving. Thought you might have gone up in the world to one of them really posh places in Barth.
No, not us. Give us a chance. We've only been in the new house 6 months. The one next door's been empty since it was built, though. Must have been someone moving in there. Come to think of it, I did hear something this morning, but we were in such a hurry to get to John Lewis's, I didn't think any more of it.
More ace, less speed. That's what I always says. More ace, less speed.
Oi, Ken! Back it ready, soldier, when you're ready!
All right! Keep your wig on!
It took me 40 years to climb over that wall, and then I realised the gate was open.
Toby, shut up! Where's my mobile? God, I hate moving. I can't find anything.
It took me 40 years to find my mobile, and then I realised the battery was dead.
Ow! Dad! Hannah just hit me! Toby Turner, don't tell lies! Where's my green top? There's no room in this house! Mom! Where's Mom?
Gone to Asda.
Wow. Highlight of the day. Asda. I'm sick of this place already. I mean, where's the social life? Where's the proper shops?
It took me 40 years to find Asda. And then I realised the building had sunk.
I'm warning you, rat face. I'll really batter you if you don't shut up. You're so not funny.
What are you getting all dressed up for anyway? You're not going out, are you?
Yes. There might not be any decent clothes shops in this town, but there must be a coffee bar or somewhere to go to spend some money.
You haven't got any money.
How would you know what I've got, freak? Why don't you just unpack your things and find your science fiction books and crawl away into a little hole all by yourself? A little black hole, preferably. Oh, and don't tell the olds where I've gone.
It'll cost you.
Little black hole?
It took me 40 years to find the centre of the universe, and then I realised... Oh, I'm gonna tell!
Where's Boxer? Think I'll take him out with me.
Dunno.
Toby! You were meant to be looking after him! Really, you can't do the simplest thing like look after a 32-year-old dog.
Boxer's not 32.
Duh, he is in dog years. Didn't you know? Each dog year is the equivalent to 8 human years, and we've had Boxer for 4 years, so that means he's really 32.
So, let me see. That must make you, 120. No wonder you've got wrinkles. Ow! That hurt!
No, it didn't. You need to toughen up, Tobes. You're in froom now, you know. I'm going to look for Boxer. See you later.
How's it going, Tobes?
Fine, thank you, Father.
Goodness me, I remember this book, The Reader's Digest Guide to the Universe. I wonder if Oakwood School will have a space club. Might be a good way to meet new friends, eh, Tobes?
Doubt it.
Look here, Toby, you've got to try to be positive. Thream probably won't have the same resources as we had in West Kensington, but it's cheaper. And look at this house compared to our old one.
Yeah, it's smaller.
Compact, is the word I'd use. Compact and new. A new compact house in a market town in Somerset. What more could anybody ask for? The air's clean. The people are cleaner. You won't find any tramps or vagabonds here in Froome. We've left the rats and the rat race far behind. Okay, we lost a lot of money when the business went bust, but that could be a positive thing in the long run. Things are slower, less stressful in this part of the world.
You can say that again.
I'm sure we're all going to be happy here. And it's not as if it's completely new. I lived here years ago, so 25% of this family are attending to our roots.
Oh, you don't say.
By the way, I picked up a local paper when I went out for some milk earlier. The Somerset Standard. Now, I can remember eating my chips out of the Somerset Standard when I was a boy. Here, have a look at this.
UFO sighted over Quantock Quarry? Isn't that the quarry where Mum's going to be working, Dad?
She starts a new job at CRA next week. I think they own all the quarries around here.
Wicked! Then she might get to see the UFOs. Can I go with her one day?
Don't see why not. But if you meet E.T. up there, don't bring him home. There's a good boy.
E.T.? Yeah, right, Dad. If E.T. had landed in a spaceship at Quantock Quarry, we could have invited him round for Hannah. He's better looking than her last boyfriend.
Now. I wish you two'd stop bickering. You should look out for each other more. Especially now we've moved. Mind you, I know what you mean about her last boyfriend. What was his name?
Can't remember. Minger, I think.
Now, Toves, remember what I said. By the way, where is everybody?
Mum's gone to Asda, Box has gone missing, and Hannah's gone to look for him. Time for a bit of quality time together, hey Dad?
Well, I should be getting on with getting the computer set up ready to do some work. Still, there's plenty of time for that. Hand me over that Reader's Digest book. Let's see if there's a section on UFO sightings.
E.T. phone home.
Oh, how long have you been here, love? I didn't think you and Bob would be back from your spend fest till gone tea time at least. Not like you to curtail a shopping spree, even if Bob does get a bit snippy about you spending too much money. Cuppa, please.
I really wanted Lee to come with us, and then he wouldn't budge. Well, I think I tried too hard, you know, to get stuff he'd really like. Things that might fry him up a bit about uni.
So you strain Bob's credit limit?
Well, it's not like we can't afford it now.
And Bob went down the pub, cross that you're chucking away money, now he's earning a bit more of it himself, propping up the bar at the Unicorn and lining Ken's pockets instead of fat cats of the big chains.
No, it wasn't like that. You know shopping's not really Bob's thing. Thirsty work, he calls it.
Working man's prerogative. Even though now he's white-collar, you're Bob's all right, Amber. At least he's willing to trail around those capitalist emporiums you insist on calling shops, more than I would.
Mother, not everyone wants to live a vegetable-dyed, hand-woven existence.
I despair of you sometimes, girl. Where's your political edge?
Not everybody wants to get covered in green and common mud for years like you did.
Oh, that was such an experience.
Not one that I'd like to repeat.
You didn't even make an effort. Too busy with boyfriends.
I was old enough to make my own choices.
A little bit of repeating history approaching.
How do you mean?
Isn't Lee trying to make his choices now? And who are you really buying all this for, Amber love? Lee or yourself? I take it this bed linen was for him. And this kettle? These pots and pans? Cutlery? Towels? No wonder your Bob's gone down the pub. And tea towels?
I wanted him to be keen about the idea of sharing a student flat or something.
Amber, love, if you buy a set of tea towels for a wannabe marine, he's likely to sign up that very day. And if you want to keep him keen about Civvy Street, you should have got him a double bed set. What's the point of a single?
I'm not buying my son stuff for a double bed.
No, you wouldn't be. It'd be Bob who's buying it.
It's our money. And Lee will be too busy studying for that kind of thing.
Be realistic. No wonder he wants to be a marine, darling. It's probably the only way he can sever those apron strings you desperately keep tightening. Let him make up his own mind about his life.
But the Marines? How can an old CND lefty like you condone the idea of a young boy like Lee joining the Marines?
I didn't say I condoned it. But he has to decide for himself what he's going to do with his life. And that includes mistakes.
But it's so hard.
I know. But it's what parents have to do. Has he seen this lot yet? Maybe if you get it out of sight.
Too late, Mum.
Oh, Lordy. Oh, by the way, there's a family moved into next door while you were out buying for Britain. The removal men were outside when I went to La Plaza for my decaf cappuccino.
New neighbours. Did you introduce yourself?
Not yet. Thought I'd let them settle in a bit first.
New neighbours. Wonder who they are.
Well, at least there's a good supermarket here. I hope it's not too dull for the kids after London. It's a big culture shock for them.
They'll be fine. Toby's already excited about a UFO sighting in the local newspaper. Hannah went off to look for Boxer. They're probably exploring together.
What do you mean Hannah's gone off looking for Boxer? Where did he go? I left Toby in charge of Boxer, and I wanted Hannah to help me with the supper, little minx. What if she can't find him? I hope Boxer can make his own way home. Oh, my God. What if he decided to walk back to London?
He won't. And go easy on Hannah, darling. There's plenty of time to unpack and get sorted.
That's easy for you to say. I start work next week, or had you forgotten? And the sooner we get straight here, the sooner you can concentrate on your website consultancy. You can't work in chaos, Rich, and you need to get cracking if you're going to get a business built up here.
Well, I thought... Perhaps if I took a couple of weeks or so before I got stuck in, it would relieve the pressure on you. Helen, don't roll your eyes like that.
Sometimes I think it's no wonder the London business went bust. If you were any more laid back, you'd be horizontal. I hope you don't think you're going to be taking things too easy now you're back in Froome, or this new venture will never get off the ground.
I'd prefer if you didn't use the word bust. I'd rather you talked about downsizing, like we discussed.
Richard, I'm not pretending in my own house. Which, let's be honest, this might as well be until you start to bring in a salary. I've said I'll support your feelings and keep quiet to people about exactly why we're downsizing. But I'm not pussyfooting around my own home.
I just thought it'd help if we were consistent.
Don't you talk to me about consistent, Richard Turner! Oh my goodness, look at the time. Come on, as neither of your children are here to help me, you'll have to. And I hope Boxer turns up soon. You know what he's like for disappearing, and he's in a strange place.
You worry too much, Helen.
Well, someone has to be adult around here. Sure as hell ain't you.
Sweetheart, please don't let's argue on our first day in our new home. In fact, while the kids aren't around, fancy beginning to make the house truly ours. Take us back to our early days in London. Just us two. Before the kids.
You always did charm the pants off me, you old smoothie.
I hope my charm still works on my adored wife at least occasionally.
As long as it's not too often, you need keeping in line.
And my high-flying wife is just the person to do it in style. Come on, sweetheart, what do you say? Time for a quickie before all hell breaks loose again.
Well, maybe it won't hurt to leave supper for a little while.
That's what I'd like to hear. High flyer turned willing wench at last.
I'll willing wench you.
You speak my language.
Anybody home?
In the kitchen, love.
Aye. That smells good. Where's Aaron Lee?
Upstairs on the computer.
Not on that Royal Marines website again. Did you show him the things we got him from John Lewis's?
Yeah. Didn't seem that interested, though.
Now we all come round.
Mum says we should let him choose his own path in life.
Well, yes, of course she would. Let's consult the crystals and then all decide whether we should get up in the morning. Or maybe she's right. Perhaps she should have his colour chart done. I could pay someone to convince him he doesn't suit khaki.
Oh, Bob! What's that? I've just seen something moving in our garden! Something big and brown!
Oh, let me see. It's a dog. Where did that come from? Give me that rolling pin from the drawer. Hurry up. He's squatted right next to my curly kale.
Oh, that's disgusting. Everybody's got a boxer dog.
I don't know, but it could be next door. Ken in the Unicorn was saying Pammy had seen a removal van up here yesterday. I reckon there's someone moved in at last. I'm going to grab that mutt and take it round there. Ask him it's theirs and what they intend to do about my curly kale.
Oh, don't go off on one, Bob. We don't want to start off on the wrong foot if we're going to be neighbours. We don't even know if it's their dog.
Well, we'll soon find out.
Hey, come here.
Good dog. Good dog.
Oh, Boxer. We've been looking everywhere for you. Thanks a lot, mate. Where'd you find the rascal?
I found him fertilising my vegetable patch.
Terribly sorry. Bob Parfit.
Richard Turner. I don't believe it.